Most of the courts are presently doing all their appearances by phone. However, in the event that it was necessary for in-person hearings, they have they've maintained the ability to do that. So that's still possible. However, as much as possible, they're trying to do everything by phone, which, to be quite honest, isn't that different for us. I represent a lot of clients in Labrador, for example, who would regularly have their counsel appearing on their behalf by phone.
And I know that maybe it's not considered the type of court that would be urgent, but certainly, you know, very pressing matters when it comes to family court and custody battles and different matters that come up in family court. Are any of the proceedings around that happening?
So anything to do with child protection, so if there's a child or parent who is at risk of harm, those matters will proceed. And certain matters, for example, if someone had information that a partner, former spouse of the other parent was going to take a child out of the jurisdiction or something like that, those matters would continue to proceed. And the exact definition of what's going to be urgent and emergency in these circumstances is slightly different than what we normally consider. So we usually would have some certain types of, say, child support matters that might be heard on an urgent basis, and I don't believe that the court's going to be hearing those at this time. So it's certainly a relatively constricted definition, and we're all just trying to figure out still what will be heard and what won't. So that's still sort of the work in progress. That we know that in these times, these sort of uncertain times, that intimate partner violence can increase significantly. So, you know, very much concerned about those folks who are living in situations of violence. And just wanted to mention, so emergency protection orders are still available. That is, you know, that is an emergency and something that can be brought through the courts. As well, the transition house system continues to work to provide shelter for folks, for women fleeing family violence. And we also have the Journey Project, which provides guidance as well as free legal advice for anyone who's experienced sexual assault or harassment. And the Women's Center is providing one-on-one phone counseling. So there are really a lot of services and resources that are available to those who are experiencing intimate partner violence in this time. And unfortunately, I know in a closed house, it can be difficult sometimes to access those services. But we just, you know, I want to reiterate